Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Well, we welcome everyone here to Corpus Christi this morning, particularly those who are watching over television or other social media outlets or on radio. This is a day in which the Lord has given us to lift praise to Him, so let us ask God to watch over us as we continue to walk in His footsteps, as Jesus' footsteps. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mystery. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Lord,
Let us pray. O God, protector of those who hope in you, without whom nothing has firm foundation, nothing is holy, bestow in abundance your mercy upon us, and grant that, with you as our ruler and guide, we may use the good things that pass in such a way as to hold fast even now to those that ever endure. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Reading from the first book of Kings. The Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream at night. God said, "Ask something of me, and I will give it to you." Solomon answered, "O Lord my God, you have made me, your servant, king to succeed my father David. But I am a mere youth, not knowing at all how to act. I serve you in the midst of the people whom you have chosen, a people so vast that it cannot be numbered or counted. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding heart to judge your people and to distinguish right from wrong. For who is able to govern this vast people of yours?" The Lord was pleased that Solomon made this request. So God said to him, "Because you have asked for this, not for a long life for yourself, nor for riches, nor for the life of your enemies, but for understanding so that you may know what is right, I do as you requested. I give you a heart so wise and understanding that there has never been anyone like you up to now. And after you, there will come no one to equal you." The word of the Lord.
I have a
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, you know that all things work for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. For those he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, so that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. The word of the Lord.
Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from the storeroom both the new and the old." The Gospel of the Lord.
But when from a long distant past nothing subsists, after the people are dead, after the things are broken and scattered, taste and smell alone, more fragile but more enduring, more unsubstantial, more persistent, more faithful, remain poised a long time, like souls remembering, waiting, hoping amid the ruins of all the rest, and bear unflinchingly in the tiny and almost impalpable drop of their essence the vast structure of recollection. Those of you who might remember the television series Northern Exposure, this was read at the end of one of the episodes. I was a bit of a fan of Northern Exposure. And this is a sentence, an English translation of a sentence from Marcel Proust's Remembrance of Things Past. That's the boxed work of Marcel Proust. It's rather lengthy. And when I first heard this sentence, I was fascinated by it. This is one sentence. I was fascinated by it, possibly because it was long. I always liked adjectives. When we learned about adjectives in school, I just loved them, because you can add adjectives to a sentence and lengthen it. Something about long sentences was an interest of mine. And this sentence is very long. There are a lot of commas in this sentence. But just that he can keep the idea going, adding words, adding ideas, but never losing focus. It just was an amazing thing to me. Small wonder, in high school, I liked to read Henry James. Because, you know, when you read Henry James, when you read his novels, you start a sentence on one page, and quite often you're finishing it on the next page. I just thought that was neat. Who wants to make things shorter? Let's make them longer. I mean, I began my appreciation of opera with Richard Wagner. Those are long operas, about 4 hours of music, more or less, you're listening to. But there's just something about keeping that tension, that idea alive for that length of time. It was a great interest of mine. And so this sentence has always fascinated me. God forgive me, I've never read Remembrance of Things Past, but this sentence has always been an interest of mine because of that. Well, what was the old adage we were told? Good things come in small packages. You know, when I was told that when I was a little bit lower to the floor, I didn't believe it. After all, I mean, you know, when you're young, for Christmas, you want the big gift. You want the big box. You don't want some little thing. You want the big box. So you were always told good things come in small packages. You didn't believe it. You weren't too convinced of that. Maybe along the line something changed, hopefully yes. But good things do come in small packages. And Jesus is teaching this to us here, because he mentions two parables. One parable is one sentence. One parable is two sentences. But it's a parable, so Jesus is throwing a different way of thinking in front of us. And believe me, this different way of thinking is an attention grabber, because it's very different from how we usually think. But it would seem that there's a power to this message that Jesus is putting in front of us. And Jesus is challenging us to think about that. Think about this different way of thinking, because that's what it means to be a disciple. That's what it means to be a follower of Jesus, what these two stories are telling us, and not the usual way we think. Let's look at these. They're both about the kingdom of heaven. A person finds a treasure in a field and buries it, goes back, sells everything, everything that he has, and buys the field. Whoa. That's not what we usually do. I mean, those who are in the stock world know that you don't put all your money into one stock. That's a very dangerous thing to do. Because if you do, and something happens to it, there goes all your money. You spread it around. You put it in different things. That way, if one of these companies goes AWOL, if you will, you still have money. But you would never put it all into one, because there is a strong possibility that away it goes. What are you left with? Nothing. Another adage that I was told when we were growing up, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Why were we told that? Because if you have all your eggs in one basket and you trip or the basket falls, you've got scrambled eggs in front of you. They're all gone. But if you divide your eggs among several baskets, if one falls, you've got others. Therefore, you haven't lost all your eggs. So when Jesus says this man hides this treasure, goes and sells all he has, that's a totally different way of thinking. Same thing with the one about pearls. This person finds a pearl of great price, goes and sells all that he has, everything that he has, and buys this pearl. That's very risky. Because if something happens to that pearl, whoops, I lost it, there goes all that you have. It's all gone. This is a very different way of thinking, and perhaps it's a way of thinking that many of us don't want to even venture into because of the risk involved. But it would seem that Jesus is saying, yes, this is the risk you need to take. This is what it means to be a disciple, that you're willing to give everything. Everything, nothing is on the same level of importance as this gift of faith, this membership in the kingdom of heaven, this being a disciple. Nothing is as important as that. That's what it means to be a disciple. Our faith is merely not something that we put with everything else we have. No. Jesus is saying very clearly, this is the most important. That's what it means to be a disciple. If it's not the most important thing, then the question can be raised, do we understand what discipleship is all about? Do we understand that we're in this for the long haul? Not just it's something that'll work and help me, and that's all I'm going to do with it, but this is something I'm in for the long haul. This is something that's a part of me. We've been hearing about planting seeds and the seed of faith planting it in us, and hopefully it's growing. That's what this is all about. That's what discipleship means. And if that process is not happening, If that faith is not the most important thing for us, and other things that I do are just as important, maybe I don't understand what the gift of faith is all about. It would seem not, from what Jesus is saying. And Jesus is making it clear to these disciples and to you and I who are disciples now that hopefully within us, discipleship, being in the kingdom of heaven, the faith that has been given us, is something I am willing to give up everything else for. That's how important it is. It's not just another card in my deck of cards, but it is the card. It is the important thing. And that's it. My first spiritual director, may he rest in peace, always told me, "Jim, it's good that you like opera." He did too. But he said, "Always remember, though, there's something more important than that. Don't get stuck on that to the point that somehow the kingdom is not as important. Don't get stuck on that to the point that being a disciple is not as important. That is the important thing for those who are disciples. Always remember that." And I've tried. I've tried. It's something our prayers, we work together, we are a community, we can help one another in the ability to live out these words. Jesus asked the question at the end of these number of parables he has told, "Do you understand all these things? Do we? Do we really understand them?" I've always said we're all walking billboards about what we think. So what does our billboard read? What is it saying? What is the message that's going out from us? This is something we really need to ponder. We really need to consider, pray about. God is raising all these questions because he loves us. He gives us these challenges because he loves us. But they are challenges, and we need to face them. Are we willing to give up everything because the faith is that important to me? Do we understand that?
Let us stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Trusting in the Lord, who told Solomon, "Ask something of me, and I will give it to you," we now call to mind our needs and the needs of our neighbors around the world and address them to our generous and caring God.
For the Church, that we may realize the treasure of God's presence buried in each person we meet and live our lives in the joy of that knowledge, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For political leaders, that they may govern the vast and diverse people in their care, with wise and understanding hearts, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for an awareness of the preciousness of life from conception to natural death. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That we might grow in wisdom and understanding and use these gifts to continue building up the kingdom of God, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That God may extend his healing hand upon all those who are affected this weekend by Hurricane Hannah and who are also affected by the coronavirus. And we ask that he also bless those who minister and take care of them. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Anita B. Gaddisa, Calvin Lawson, the deceased members of the Hagelin family, Sylvia Meru, Guadalupe Garcia, and for the special intentions of Jaime Hedge, G. and Jensine Flores, family, friends, and neighbors of Rick McCabe, and Father Pete in honor of his 19th anniversary of ordination. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Now, my dear friends, for all the prayers that we now hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. And let us together pray the prayer to Our Lady of Guadalupe, found in your order of worship, for an end to the coronavirus pandemic. Holy Virgin of Guadalupe, Queen of the Angels and Mother of the Americas, we fly to you today as your beloved children. We ask you to intercede for us with your Son, as you did at the wedding in Cana. Pray for us, loving Mother, and gain for our nation and world, and for all our families and loved ones, the protection of your holy angels, that we may be spared the worst of this illness. For those already afflicted, we ask you to obtain the grace of healing and deliverance. Hear the cries of those who are vulnerable and fearful. Wipe away their tears and help them to trust. In this time of trial and testing, teach all of us in the Church to love one another and to be patient and kind. Help us to bring the peace of Jesus to our land and to our hearts. We come to you with confidence, knowing that you truly are our compassionate mother, health of the sick, and cause of our joy. Shelter us under the mantle of your protection, keep us in the embrace of your arms, and help us always to know the love of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands, for our good and the good of the Holy Spirit.
Accept, O Lord, we pray, the offerings which we bring from the abundance of your gifts, that through the powerful working of your grace, these most sacred mysteries may sanctify our present way of life and lead us to eternal gladness. Through Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For through his paschal mystery, he accomplished the marvelous deed by which he has freed us from the yoke of sin and death, summoning us to the glory of being now called a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for your own possession, to proclaim everywhere your mighty works. For you have called us out of darkness into your own wonderful light. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it,
For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis our Pope, and Michael our bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that, by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you in my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant. Hello, I'm Father Pete Alisadro, Rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with His love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, a part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.